Oh, there's a lot been happening in the house on day 47. At 51 minutes past midnight in the bathroom, whilst everyone else was in bed, Joe and Laura reflected on their first 24 hours in the house. "It's scary," admitted Laura, saying that she found the experience a lot more daunting than she had prepared for. "I go talk about things and then just remembered how big things actually are." Feeling already anxious, Joe tried to reassure the new pal by telling her that she had a good heart. Speaking for herself, Joe said that she was not anxious at all, adding that she had no expectations of herself. "I'm a lot more laid back than I thought to be." Still feeling edgy, Laura confided that she just wanted to leave the house feeling liked after the initial entrance of booze on Friday night. She put her mind at rest by telling her that she'd been fine in the house, and boasted her ego by saying how she was funny without knowing it. Joe then summed up the experience as a nice prison sentence and just something that they'll have to get through. In other news, after Joe put Laura at ease, their conversation in the bathroom turned a lot more light-hearted. They began saying what a great connection John James and JJ had, but their female needs soon crept into the conversation. Laura posed the question, "Who do you think is better looking?" Joe mulled this over, saying how modest they both were. JJ is more confident and John James is actually quite shy. The pair then moved into the garden, where they continued their talk of the two J's. JJ is really good for John James, Joe observed, is the best thing that could ever happen for JJ coming in. Laura agreed, saying that it was good for John James to have a guy friend to knock around with, and especially one that wasn't confrontational. "Oh, I think he could be," warned Joe. "He's a strong character, and if he felt for something, he wouldn't budge for it. He's mature for his age," she added. Alas, poor Andrew didn't get much mention from the pair's conversation, but when he did, he went a little bit like this. "Laura, what's his name? The intelligent one. Joe. Andrew. Yeah, Laura. Oh, Andrew. I'm making him an egg sandwich tomorrow." Meanwhile, in the kitchen, John James and JJ were bonding over some cheese and toast. So what do you think of this bromance? Do you agree that John James needs a friend like JJ, or will he just be getting in the way of their relationship with Josie? Let us know in the comments section below, or tweet us at interactivebbuk.